This is KUT. Texas has resettled drastically fewer refugees this year than it has in previous years. That's because of new policies from the Trump administration. This has been a big change here in Texas, which had led the nation in the number of refugee families it has resettled in recent years. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports it's also translated into fewer resources for the resettlement program.
Here's how Aaron Rippenkroger from Refugee Services of Texas describes the past several months.
2017 has probably been one of, if not the craziest years in the history of the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program, which has been around for decades.
It's been crazy because there's been a lot of chaos. The Trump administration's travel bans, for one, put a wrench in a lot of plans for resettling people who were either in transit or within days of coming to the U.S. before the bans were struck down by the courts. Rippenkroger explains the refugee program has a lot of moving parts, and sudden changes like this can upset a really complex system.
When you do attempt to make sudden adjustments to it, it can have a residual effect for years.
The administration also capped the number of people allowed to go through the resettlement program in the coming years, basically half of what the Obama administration planned. In October 2016, more than 1,000 refugees resettled here in Texas. This past April, just 353 people did. Rippenkroger says that scaling back has definitely been noticeable.
The program is smaller right now. It is.
We were like averaging 60 to 70 clients probably a month, and then this number went down to 30, some like 28, so something like that.
That was Katan Mustafa at the end there. He also works with Refugee Services of Texas. He helps place refugees into jobs here in Austin. Mustafa went through the same process several years ago. He was a translator in Iraq for the U.S. military and later resettled here in Austin. Mustafa says this drastic drop in resettlements is troubling because the need hasn't decreased. He says just a few days ago, there was another bombing in Baghdad that killed a lot of people.
Very sad to see that numbers are dropped, because we could save people by letting them come to the United States.
And Rippenkroger says the fact that the U.S. could be doing more is not new.
You know, to be honest, the United States, even at its highest points, is letting in a fraction of refugees as compared to other countries in the world. And we do it very well.
Last year, the state of Texas pulled out of the federal refugee program after a dispute with the Obama administration over background checks. Since then, groups like Refugee Services of Texas have been running the program. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.